A stream of lava, about 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, is burning its way toward the rural village of Pahoa on the Big Island of Hawaii. Teams have been going door to door telling people there to prepare for an evacuation. We're going to hear about that now from Tiffany Edwards. She runs a surf shop with her husband on Pahoa Village Road. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Tiffany, how close are you to the lava flow?
We are approximately less than a half a mile away, I would say. I can actually see the smoke as I'm talking to you in front of our surf shop.
You can see the smoke. Do you smell it as well?
Right now, the winds are such that I can't smell it, and our visibility is okay right now.
Yeah. If the lava, as they say, is moving 15 to 20 yards an hour, are you assuming, is it headed your way? Will you have to evacuate?
I think that the only way that we're going to evacuate at this point is if the smoke conditions get to an extreme or if it becomes a fire hazard, because we're a little ways down from the pass. We may potentially be in the clear. The problem is it hasn't hit a house yet and structures, and so we don't know if the fire conditions are going to be extreme. We don't know if the smoke conditions are going to be extreme. I don't know if I want to leave my merchandise here as things are burning for smoke damage. So there's a lot of variables that are uncertain at this point.
Mm. Are you ready to get out of there?
We have boxes and plastic storage bins ready, and we are having a huge sale trying to thin out our inventory for when we need to pack and go.
How many people live there in Pahoa, Tiffany?
I would say there's approximately 3,000 people who live in the village proper.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the center of commerce for Lower Puna, which is about 10,000 people in the area. This is where all the gas stations are, the grocery stores, the post office, the propane center. It's where everyone comes to have their restaurants and the little shops.
So what is the impact on the town and on all the people who live there or come there to do business every day?
Well, it remains to be seen because the flow is awfully close to our post office. So the post office may be evacuating. And when that happens, that's going to be the slow death of the town.
Once that's gone, you mean?
Yeah, because people are going to have to get their mail in Hilo, which is 17 miles away if we have access to Highway 130. But when we don't have access to Highway 130, it's going to make for maybe a two-hour commute, essentially.
What are you hearing from folks there who come into the surf shop?
Well, everyone is obsessed with lava. That's all anybody can talk about.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of armchair volcanologists now who have their theories on what's going to happen. And there are people who really want to hold on to optimism that we'll be able to survive as a community and as a town. And as a merchant, I really want to hold space for that. When I received a text message alert from the police department this morning at 4 a.m. saying that Pahoa Village Road was closed, and I raced down here to see for myself, that's when reality sunk in that we may not be able to keep this community alive.
Well, Tiffany Edwards, best of luck. Please, of course, stay safe, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Tiffany Edwards speaking with us from the Jeff Hunt Surfboards Shop in Pahoa Village on the Big Island of Hawaii.